Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Brian Carney is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, as I promised. Brian is an award-winning business journalist. He is he's part of the Wall Street Journal's editorial board, editorial page. He's an editorial page editor of the Wall Street Journal edition from Europe. He's recently taken an assignment in London. And he has won the Gerald Loeb Award for commentary, and also, and this really impressed me, folks, because you know how I feel about Frédéric Bastiat. He also won the 2003 Bastiat Prize for journalism, and he's the co-author of Freedom Inc. Free Your Employees and Let Them Lead Your Business to Higher Productivity, Profits, and Growth. And he's our new friend, Brian Carney. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. I am a serious follower and devotee of Frédéric Bastiat. So when I saw that you got that award, I didn't even know there was such an award.
I didn't know if he had serious followers anymore, but I'm glad to hear.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, I don't have a life, Brian. And I suspect anybody who won a prize named after Bastiat might be in a similar situation.
Yeah.
I'm not impugning you at all. But, but no, I talk about Bastiat on the show all the time, and one of my favorites is his quote, which I paraphrase just a teeny tiny bit for 21st century vernacular, and that is, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Right.
And that's my argument for free trade.
Yeah, no, it's a great quote. It's interesting that you mentioned Bastiat, because there's a kind of Bastiatian sensibility behind part of Freedom Inc., this book we've just written, which mm-hmm. is that companies tend to impose controls on their employees as a way of saving money.
A way of protection? It's kind of a protectionism?
Well, no, it's not the free trade point. Bastiat liked to talk about, in economic terms, about what was unseen, okay?
Right,
And, you know, in today's world, you can think about the things that don't happen, for example, because of a regulation.
The unintended consequences.
Yeah, and the things that either you don't realize happen, or the things that literally don't happen at all, right?
The things that don't happen to help us when the government tries to do something to help us,
right? or the things that your employees could be doing
right.
for your business, but they're not, because they're spending their time filling out paperwork or complying with some policy that was put in place,
right.
as I said, to save money. But it's costing you money in ways that go unnoticed by the accounting office. And we have some stories in the book that illustrate this point and sort of drove mm-hmm. it home for us as we were doing the research about it. And I can tell you one of them is
Here's a good example of what you're talking about, Brian. This is one of my little soapboxes I get on sometimes. Small businesses grow to a certain level where they need a sales manager.
Right.
But they won't let the sales manager manage. The owner can't stand the idea that he's got an employee who's just thinking and managing numbers and things like that. So what they do is they actually make the sales manager manage a territory as well. They make sure the sales manager is selling something while he's also managing, or she also managing, the salespeople, instead of just letting them make the salespeople more productive by just managing them.
We have a story in the book about W.L. Gore and Associates, which
right.
is, you know, the makers of Gore-Tex, right?
right?
And they're you know, a multi-billion-dollar company now, but when they started out as just a handful of
in the basement,
people, about eight people in Bill Gore's basement and in his backyard, and raising money from his bridge club and his friends and family,
right?
And at a certain point, Gore got to a situation where he wanted a sales manager for the western half of the U.S. because he was trying to expand his customer base and expand his business's footprint. And it was, you know, still fairly early days. what he did was he tapped this guy, Bert Chase, who as of a few years ago was kind of semi-retired but still at the company. When we talked to him, he tapped Bert Chase, who was one of the first employees, and he said, Bert, I want you to go out west, and I want you to, you know, create a sales organization for us out there. And he said, well, okay, I don't know anything about this. And and Gore said, you know, neither do I, so go out there and figure it out, right? And he didn't presume to tell him how to structure it or how many people to have or anything else. In fact, at a certain point, Bert said, you know, I need some more people out here. And Gore said, okay, go hire them. He said, well, I don't know anything about hiring them. Well, you know, you know what you're looking for, right? You know what kind of person you would like, so figure out how to get that done and, you know, just do it. I'm not going to send you people who you may or may not like or you may or may not get along with. You know, just make it happen, get it done. You'll learn something in the process and go do it. And Bill Gore used to say, if you're not making any mistakes, then you're not taking enough risks, right?
That's right.
He was
very
tolerant of mistakes as part of the learning process.
Well, so he was, his company was becoming a why company, not a how company.
Yes. And and today it is actually, it's one of the more radical Y companies that we found.
Tell the audience the difference between a Y company and a how company.
This is a distinction made by a guy named Jean-Francois Zobrist, who runs or ran until very recently a brass foundry in France, actually. And he says that most companies are how companies, but these free companies, he calls them why companies, and we sort of adopted this distinction in the book. A how company spends a lot of time telling its employees how to do their own job, right? How, you know, this policy, this procedure, this is, you know, what you have to do to get this done, whatever your job is.
When you come to this point, always turn left.
Right, and a why company leaves the how to the person who has to do it 8 hours a day, because you assume that people who do the same thing all day long learn things about how to get their job done faster if you just leave them free to do it. So what you do instead is you talk to them a lot about why they're doing their job, and you make sure it's clear, you know, they're...
And the reason that's hard for entrepreneurs, Brian, as we go to a break, is because we used to do that job. We learned how to do it when nobody else had ever done it before.
Right.
We did it. We did it. We always turned left. It always worked for us. So therefore, that should be the way to do it. This person doesn't know as much as I do. Therefore, I have to tell them how to do it. And folks, this is a cycle we need to break. This is a way to freeing up the brain trust in your organization. 20 after, right back with Brian Carney. The book is called Freedom, Inc. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. And if you're on Twitter, if you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Brian Carney is our guest, folks. C-A-R-N-E-Y, if you're Googling him. He is on the editorial board with Wall Street Journal. He's taken a new assignment recently to London as the editor of the editorial page of the Europe edition of the Wall Street Journal. Right, Brian?
That's correct.
And congratulations on that on your job. You've got my dream job. I'd love to have gone in your direction when I was your age. It's a great paper, my favorite in the world. And if nothing else happens during the day, I read the Wall Street Journal. And of course, congratulations on your assignment. I hope that you'll stay in touch with us and report to us from England, from Europe, because we'd like to know what's going on across the pond over there.
I'd be happy to.
We appreciate that very much. Give us the website and how we can find the book, Freedom, Inc.
There's a website for the book. It's still a work in progress, but it's freedominkbook.com with, you know, no punctuation inside there other than the .com.
Right.
And we've got up there both some articles that I and my co-author Isaac Goetz have written that touch on the themes of it. We've got up the introduction of the book, should be downloadable from there if people want to get a taste for it. And there are also, of course, links from there to buy it. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and
right.
Borders and the rest.
So check it out, folks. And you can find out more about the book at freedominc.com. It's
Freedom
a good one, folks.
And,
I'm sorry?
Freedom Inc.
I'm,
book.
I'm sorry, Freedom Inc. book. Thank you. Freedom Inc. book. And folks, this is a book that I think you can read and see yourself in. I think you can see yourself in, and you know, maybe some of the things you're doing wrong, some of the things that you're doing right, and maybe some things that you're going to want to do. So, and that's the reason why we've got Brian on here, because he and his co-author Isaac Goetz have got some good ideas here. We're talking about how companies and why companies, and there's so many things we could talk about in your book, but I really like this theme, Brian, if we could stick with it just a little bit longer, because that's what happens in small businesses. It's so hard for us to delegate as an entrepreneur, because we know that we're perfect, and the things that we do are perfect, and the things that we originated, these new tasks in our company that nobody's ever done, we know that's perfect because we did it. We believe
right.
that. So when we delegate, we know that it won't be perfect, and that's painful. So
yes.
The only way to kind of to assuage that pain just a little bit is to have them do it the way we did it, so they're like little clones of us, just but little imperfect clones of us, right?
Right.
And so we need to break that cycle, don't we?
Yes, it's what you describe is very true, and it is so hard, right? Because when you've been doing something and then you know you hand it off to somebody else and they do it, even if they don't actually do it worse, and sometimes they do, especially at first. Even if they just do it differently, you know, you want to jump up and be like, wait, I've done that so much, you know, I know how to do it. Can't you do it?
How about this?
Having kids.
How about this? Don't argue with me.
Right. I run the business. One of the things that a lot of the liberating leaders that we write about, you know, one of them in particular, this guy, Bob Davids, who now runs a winery in California called Sea Smoke Cellars, which produces terrific wine, but used to run a game company that did most of its work out in China. He sold the company to Mattel maybe a decade ago. But, you know, he would force himself, as he put it, to subordinate himself to everybody else, even though he was a co-founder, even though he was the CEO of this company, you know, even as it grew to thousands of people, he said, you know, if something, you know, he would literally mop the floors because he wanted to convey, I think, frankly, psychologically, he wanted to convey to himself, too. He wanted to remind himself that, you know, it was his business in some sense, but that he wasn't more important or better than any of these people.
Right.
And so he would mop the floors, he would dig ditches if it needed to be done, you know. He plunked, you know, he took the oldest desk he could find when they moved into a new office to, as I said, I think, almost to remind himself as well as his employees that
right.
you know, he couldn't
that,
put on
did that
air.
Work, did that work honest. For him? Did that behavior work for him?
It did work for him, but you know, everybody's a little bit different. But he would. He also felt it sent a signal to the employees that he was not putting on airs.
Right.
Right.
That
he wasn't taking the assigned parking spot and doing the things, you know, as a business starts to get a little bit bigger, you know, you...
Well, one of the things, Brian, as we wrap up, we got about a minute or so, one of the things that you got to do that I'd like to point out to people that will help them accomplish what you're talking about is if you might be thinking, I don't know how to do this. Well, folks, it's different for every company. To me, Brian, what you've got to do, the first thing you got to do is create an environment where people believe they actually have the ability to take chances to think for themselves. You know, you don't have to tell them what to do or what not to do, the how or the why. Just create the environment for them where that can happen. What do you think?
Right. A lot of this, if you're a small business and you haven't accumulated this stuff, it's a negative thing, right? Don't throw up the barriers that naturally come as a business grows to letting people do their best, because most people want to, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They want to explore and they want to innovate. You have to give them a chance to.
Absolutely. The book is called Freedom Inc. It's by Brian Carney and his co-author, Isaac Goetz. Brian, I'm looking forward to your next visit already. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And that's freedominkbook.com, by the way. Quick break. Stay with me. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.